Hi, welcome to Mala's 15 to 20 minute daily back care practice. You will need a block and a strap. If you do not have a block, go ahead and find a book or two that make up about 4 to 6 inches in width. And for a strap, you can use a belt or a tie. Sit up comfortably with enough padding underneath your seat to allow your lower back to release and soften, and your hips also to soften. And then take a moment to bring your awareness to your breath. And with each exhale, just let go of any worries or anxieties that are coming up at this moment. See if you can let go of the earlier part of your day or the earlier part of your week. And just take a moment to commit to being present in your body and your breath at this moment. Lots of back-related pain comes from stress and from a lot of holding. So the more we can learn to let go in our physical bodies, the more relief we begin to feel in our backs. As you inhale, feel some length between each vertebra, some space and length in the spine. As you exhale, feel your sitting bones getting very grounded and rooted. On your next inhale, reach your arms up towards the sky and try to reach up evenly through your thumbs and your pinky fingers. And then keep rooting down through your sits bones and breathe some more length into your lower spine, your lumbar spine, those lower vertebrae. See if you can feel and see the space being expanded. And then go ahead and interlace your fingers. Press the palms upward towards the ceiling again. If you need to soften at the elbow joint so that the shoulders aren't quite so contracted and tight, go ahead and do that. And then take a breath, nice big breath in, soften the front ribs and root back down through your sits bones. Take two more breaths like this, inhaling and exhaling for one, inhaling and exhaling for two, inhaling and releasing your hands for three. Take a pause here, feel your sitting bones soften into your breath, and then inhale, reach your arms up one more time. This time take the opposite finger on top for the interlace and press back up through the wrists and through the knuckles. Notice if it feels a little different on this side. Then again, soften into your front ribs as you take a nice big inhale. Root down into your sitting bones as you exhale. Inhaling and exhaling for one. Inhaling and exhaling for two. Inhaling and exhaling for three, and release the hands. Make your way onto your hands and knees. As you set up on your hands and knees, aligning your wrist creases with the front edge of your mat, spreading the fingers wide apart, but not too wide so there's any strain, and then really wading into the thumb and index finger knuckles. Your knees can be under your hips or a little behind your hips. Feel the tops of your feet on the floor. Where you're touching the floor, really commit to pressing and grounding. And then very slowly start to move through some cat-cow movements, dropping the belly, lifting the gaze, staying broad across the collarbones, and then moving into the cat posture, dropping the crown of the head and the tailbone. Continue to move using your breath to work at your own pace. Continue to feel grounded through your hands, your knees, your feet, where you're touching the floor. Watch where your breath might be getting stuck, where your breath feels open. Notice what you're grasping or gripping onto as you're moving through cat-cow. And let the breath flow along the spine, easing into the tighter parts, bringing awareness into the looser parts. And then on your next breath, come to a neutral spine. And you're going to take your gaze over your right shoulder towards your right hip and move your right hip towards your right shoulder as you do that. And then coming back to center, do the same thing on the other side, taking your gaze over your left shoulder towards your left hip as your left hip moves towards your left shoulder. Keep going back and forth like that, laterally bending through the side body, and going as deep or as shallow as you need to enjoy the stretch. Make it juicy, use your breath. Notice if you're holding your breath, back off a bit if you are. And if you're losing the connection to the floor, just bring your attention back to your hands and your shins and your feet for a moment. But continue to move back and forth, side to side, two more times. And one more time. And coming back onto all fours with a neutral spine, reach your right arm out to the side, straight out to the side towards the wall to your right. And then take your gaze to your right fingertips. Draw your right shoulder blade onto your back body, and then very gently start to lift your right arm towards the sky. And notice if you start to twist in your hips. And if your hips are starting to twist, back off on the lift of the right fingertips. If you need a block to support that left hand to help open up that right side, go ahead and grab your block or your book. As you reach up through your right hand, perhaps take your gaze up unless your neck starts to bind. Inhale, exhale, one. Inhale, exhale, two. Inhale, exhale, three. Release that right hand back to the floor. And make sure that you feel connected to your left side and your right side before you reaching your left hand back out to the left side of the room. Start to reach up through those left fingertips. Support that right hand with a block or a book if necessary. Press down into your knees. Breathing one. Breathing two. And breathing three. Release the left hand to the floor. If you have a block underneath your right hand, move it off to the side. Take your knees about as wide as your mat. You can bring your feet slightly closer together and press back into a child's pose. As you press into the child's pose, feel your sitting bones getting a little heavier towards your heels. And then reach out a little bit more fully through your fingertips. And slowly start to lift your elbows a little higher off the floor. The shoulder blades will come a little bit more onto the back body. Inhale, exhale, one. Soften the face, soften the space between the eyes for two. And for three. From here, you're going to slide onto your bellies. Take your time. And once you're on your bellies, bring your hand by your hands by your side. Place the forehead on the floor. Press the tops of the feet to the floor. And then try to energize the space right between your ankle bones. And continue to press out through your pinky toes. Take the arms by your sides with the palms facing up. The forehead is still on the floor. And as you exhale, or on your next exhale, start to lift the chest off the floor. Keep pressing the tops of the feet to the floor. If you begin to bind in the back of your neck, drop the chin, lengthen the nape of the neck. Press the tops of the feet even more strongly, including the pinky toes, to the floor, and breathe three more breaths. Inhale, exhale, one. Inhale, exhale, two. Inhale, exhale, three. Release the forehead to the floor. Rest the cheek, a cheek on the floor if you are more comfortable. And then go ahead and bring the forehead back to the floor. This time take your hands behind your head and interlace your fingers. Start to lift your elbows away from the floor. Foreheads can stay for a moment. Reconnect to your legs. Find the relationship between your inner ankles and press the tops of the feet strongly into the floor. Then on another exhale, lift the chest, pressing the back of the head into the interlaced fingers. Inhale, exhale, one. Try to lift those elbows away from the floor for two. You're going to start feeling your back muscles really working here for three. Two more breaths. For four, strong legs to support the lower back. And for five, and release. Opposite cheek on the floor, release your arms by your sides, and take a breath. Go ahead and take your hands by your lower ribs. Tuck your toes. You're going to exhale back into downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. Take your feet as wide as your mat. And connect to your thumbs and your index fingers. If you need to bend your knees a little bit because your hamstrings are pulling on your pelvis, go ahead and bend your knees so you can tilt your pelvis a little higher to the sky. Sitting bones move up. And then really press into your thumbs, press into your index fingers, press all across the knuckles to the pinkies. If you want to pedal your feet here, you can. Watch where you're gripping breath or gripping in your muscles. Soften the tongue. Release the heels towards the floor and then very slowly bring your feet parallel to each other. Lift the heels, bend the knees, and start to walk your feet towards your hands. Take your time. When you get to the front of your mat, soften the knees and gently roll up to stand. And when you're all the way up, taking Tadasana or Mountain Pose, try to press your thigh bones back towards your hamstrings and look down at your feet to make sure that your feet are parallel, inner feet parallel to each other. Inhale, reach the arms towards the sky. Stay connected all the way through the middle fingers. And then separate your hands shoulder distance. Take hold of your left wrist with your right hand. And exhale, take a side stretch to your right. As you take your side stretch, pull the left shoulder blade down the back and press into both feet evenly. Breathing two, thigh bones stay moving back. Breathing three, come back to center, palms face each other, reach up through the middle fingers. Take hold of your right wrist with your left hand and exhale over to the left. Drawing that right shoulder blade down the back as you press firmly into both feet for one, for two, and for three. Inhale, come back up through center. Exhale, release your hands by your sides. Step the feet to the right and take your feet apart about a distance of one of your legs. Turn the right toes towards the wall behind you or to the, and then turn the left toes in. Bring your arms out to a T. Lift the quadricep muscles, root the outer heels, and start to reach towards the back wall and release the right hand down to your shin or your ankle, wherever you comfortably reach. Reach your left fingertips up to the sky. If you're binding in your neck, look down at your right foot. Press into your outer left heel, relax your toes, and see if you can hug your inner arches towards each other. Inhale, exhale, one, navel pulling back towards the spine a little bit for two, soft shoulders for three, strong legs for four, and for five. Inhale, coming up out of your triangle pose, releasing your arms for a pause, turning your feet parallel, and then turning the left toes out and the right toes in. Make sure you're grounded through your heels, your big toe mounds are rooted, and then very slowly and mindfully start to reach towards the wall in front of you, releasing your left hand down to your left shin or your left ankle, reaching your right arm upward to the sky. Watching again for binding in the neck and dropping the gaze if there's any binding. Press into those outer heels, ground the big toe mounds, draw the navel to the spine, inhaling and exhaling for two, softening the tongue for three, inhaling, exhaling four, inhaling, exhaling, five. Good. Pressing into your heels, reaching up and releasing your hands. Turning the feet parallel for a moment, softening the knees, and hopping or stepping your feet together. Come back to the front of your mat in Tadasana. Hug your inner thighs towards each other. Keep pressing the thigh bones back. Soften the front ribs and start to feel some length through your back body again. Inhale, reach your arms up to the sky. Exhale, take a fold over the legs. Inhale, look up and lengthen the spine, broad across the collarbones. Exhale, step back to plank pose. Once in your plank pose, make sure that your wrists are aligned to the front edge of your mat, parallel. Fingers are spread, collarbones are wide. Lift the thigh bones, fire up your inner thighs, and then lengthen your tailbone towards the wall behind you as you hug your inner ankle bones towards each other. Inhale, exhale, two. Inhale, exhale, three. Can you draw your navel up a little bit more towards the spine? Inhale, exhale, four. As the thigh bones continue to stay buoyant. Inhale, exhale, five. Inhale, exhale, six. Inhale, exhale, seven. Inhale, exhale, eight. Press back to down dog. Inhale here through the nose and exhale out through the mouth, because that was a lot of work. One more, inhaling through the nose and exhaling out through the mouth. And then lifting the heels, bending the knees, and just hopping to a seated posture. Go ahead and lie down on your backs. Have your block handy and your strap handy. And once on your back, align your knees over your ankles and just take a moment to feel your hip flexors, the front of your hips soften. Whatever's going on in your lower back, let that happen. Just bring awareness to that area. Bring your breath to that area, the lower abdominals, the lower back. Take a moment to let go as much as you can of any gripping or any holding. And then on an inhale, lift the pelvis towards the sky. Press the upper arm bones into the floor as you lift the pelvis. If you want to release your arms under you and interlace your fingers, you may. If you're doing that, you can draw your upper arm bones a little closer to each other and then feel like your tailbone is moving towards your knees as you press from your knees down into your ankles and really ground the big toe mounds. Relax your toes. If your feet are turning out, bring them parallel. Come back to your breath, inhaling and exhaling for one. If you're straining, lower the hips a little bit, inhaling and exhaling for two. Inhaling and exhaling for three. Release your hands if they're interlaced and go ahead and release your pelvis to the floor. Take a pause here again just to feel the breath in your lower back, to feel the breath in your pelvis and your abdominal organs. Let's do that one more time. On an inhale, lift up to the sky, interlace the fingers, press into your big toe mounds. Inhaling and exhaling for one. Inhaling and exhaling for two. Inhaling and exhaling for three. Release the sitting bones, the pelvis back to the floor. Take your feet slightly wider than they are, maybe as wide as your mat, and then drop your knees to the right. Enjoying the stretch here for one, for two, for three. Coming back to center, keep your feet wide and just drop your knees over to the left. Notice which side is feeling a little bit more open, which side's feeling tighter. Breathe one. Just an observation. Breathe two. And breathe three. Come back to center. Go ahead and grab your strap or your tie or belt. Extend your left leg along the floor. You're going to strap your right foot right across the mounds of the toes. And as you press up through that right leg, press down through that left leg. Left leg extended along the floor, the right leg reaching up to the sky. Supta Padangusthasana. See if you can really drop that left thigh bone down into the floor. And don't worry about how high your right leg is. It doesn't have to be at 90 degrees to the left thigh. As you breathe here, try to make some space in your right hip crease, pulling the right sitting bone down towards your left heel. Breathing one. Notice if your left foot is being a little lazy here. Inhale, exhale two, and activate those toes. Inhale, exhale three. Inhale, exhale four. Inhale, exhale five. Go ahead and release that right foot, release the strap. Align the right leg next to the left, and then go ahead and reach your arms up overhead for a moment. You can let go of the strap. As you reach the arms up overhead, reach towards the wall behind you. Flex your feet, reach your heels towards the wall in front of you, and press through the toe mounds. So you're in Tadasana, you're actually in Urdhva Hastasana on your back. And go ahead and release the arms. Relax the legs for a moment. Grab your strap, your belt, and extend your left leg up to the sky. Strap your left foot at the toe mounds. And then really reconnect into your right leg. Drop that right thigh bone a little bit more. Root the heel. Pull the toes back towards you in that right leg. Then extending up through that left foot. Watch that you're not straining in the hamstrings. Inhale, exhale, one. Very gently draw your left sitting bone towards your right heel. Inhale, exhale, two, making some space in that left hip crease. Inhale, exhale, three. Nice, soft, deep breaths for four and for five. You can release the strap, release the left leg, and then bend your knees, bring your knees into your chest, give them a little hug. Notice any sensations in your lower back. You can roll around a little bit on your lower back just to give yourselves a massage. And extend the legs out in front of you. If you need a little prop for your knees, because there's some tightness still in your back, grab your towel or your blanket. And close your eyes. Let your back body soften into the floor. Let the weight of your bones release. Start to deepen your breath. You can move through your feet, move through your hands. And bend your knees into your chest. Roll over onto your right side. Press back up to sit. And grab your blankets or your towels. And as you sit cross-legged, bring your awareness back into your back body. Breathe some space into that lumbar spine. Relax the shoulders. Feel the space in the spine between the vertebra. Bring your hands to your hearts. Namaste.